Additional rain will fall in the lower parts of the Midwest today, but we will see drier weather occur over the weekend that will help to favor a resumed good harvest conditions in the eastern part of the Midwest. In the meantime, it will stay dry in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, and those areas need moisture for use next spring, but I think everybody's focused right now on getting the crops out of the fields, and the dry weather bias is likely going to promote that process. Though the rain and thunderstorms that have occurred over the past couple of days have certainly been significant in some locations across the lower Midwest. Areas from Kansas over to Ohio have been the areas that have seen the most significant rainfall, but there has been quite a bit of variation from one location to the next. Across this region, the greatest rains seem to be in the interior southern sections of Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and then in a few pockets in the east central Kansas and west central Missouri region, also maybe a few around the St. Louis region, and also maybe a small pocket of west central Ohio. In each of these cases, 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts have occurred. There's even been some reports in the Illinois, Indiana heavier rain areas that may have gotten 4 and 5 inches over the past couple of days. But the number of areas getting those heavier amounts of rainfall are certainly few and few in number, and I don't think that it's representative of the region in general. It has been dry these past couple of days in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and a fair amount of Michigan and northern Indiana. And as we go forward through these next couple of days, we'll likely see a southward shift in the precipitation outside of the Midwest. Today, we'll pick up on some additional precipitation in those southern areas. The amount of moisture that occurs will probably not be very impressive, running mostly a few hundredths of an inch upwards to, around a 0.4 inch or so. It might be something a little bit greater, I suppose, in a part of Ohio. There is an upper-level low-pressure center that will come southwestward from Ontario and Quebec here late this weekend into early next week. As that upper-level low slips into a part of Michigan and Ohio, we'll see a little bit of an enhancement in isolated scattered shower and thunderstorm activity. Precipitation will be light, but it will be disruptive to harvest progress across those areas. All other regions in the Midwest, with the exception of maybe a few pockets in Kansas or southern Missouri, will be basically dry through the weekend. A cool front that's likely to come across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa during the early part of next week will likely generate a few showers and a couple of thunderstorms, but we're not expecting precipitation to be very significant with that event. A few hundredths of an inch upwards to a couple tenths of an inch is about all that will likely occur. The frontal boundary will lose a lot of its support as it moves further to the east, but it will still bring a few spotty showers to those areas as well. A reinforcing shot of cooler air coming in behind that system will likely show up as we get into early next week. This will enhance rainfall across the upper Mississippi River Valley and portions of the Great Lakes region, but do nothing for generating rain in the rest of the western or southern parts of the Midwest. A storm system brewing in British Columbia may bring significant moisture to the Canadian prairies and ultimately down into a part of the upper Midwest as we get into the latter part of next week, but that's too far out in time right now to have much confidence, so we'll leave that alone. It could turn colder across the northwestern Corn Belt during the second half of next week. We'll watch that as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.